All right, so you had this idea for a podcast or something, right? So what is a podcast? Somebody, what, just grabs a microphone and just starts talking and blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm here to tell you that I think this is going to be a giant disaster. So do me a favor, just give up now. Don't even start this thing. And whatever you do, do not play that that opening jingle.
You're a fake, you're a fraud, you're so deeply flawed. No one cares anyway or wants to hear what you got to say. Just wait for the other shoe to drop. You're alone, you are your past. Gotta get back to your comfort zone fast. You'll never be safe being who you really are.
Episode 1. What is a scarcity complex?
It's a scarcity complex podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first ever scarcity complex podcast. My name is Jay, and I will be your host slash facilitator slash whatever the heck you want to call me as we begin this journey or this adventure together. You might have heard that opening voice at the top of the show or the song, this weird jingle that just played. And you're probably wondering, like, what the heck is this podcast about? What's a scarcity complex? Well, I wanted to create a conversation around this idea of scarcity. I call it, again, my scarcity complex. Others might call it a scarcity mindset, imposter syndrome. It's basically this inner critic that we have inside of us that always basically tells us deep down that we're not enough. And that either we're not enough or there won't be enough blank out in this world. And so it really tends to perpetuate this idea that when we look at the world, right, or ourselves through a lens of scarcity, it perpetuates the idea that we're all alone, that we are separate, that you are cut off from everything and everyone, that when you look out into this world, instead of seeing a world of infinite possibility, you see lack and you see limitation. That same lack and limitation you feel inwardly, that you need something outside of yourself to make yourself happy, to make yourself feel full, to make yourself feel complete. And scarcity ultimately tells us that we are not worthy of love, that we are not worthy of good things, that if we get too excited about something, we just got to wait for the other shoe to drop, because that's how life works, right? If something good happens to us, it's only a matter of time before someone or something comes in and snatches it away. That is sort of the core of scarcity. And I wanted to create a conversation about it as we look around in our world right today. Our external world is so much a reflection of the internal world, the internal state of what's going on within us. And so as we look at the world around us, we're realizing that scarcity and fear is something that actually runs rampant through all of humanity. It's part of the human experience. And so I thought it would be fun to have a whole podcast on this idea, talking, exploring, looking at all the ways that this idea that there is not enough or that we are not enough manifests itself.
Yeah, not enough love, not enough kindness, not enough money, not enough, you name it, there's not enough of pretty much anything you can imagine in the universe. So just make sure you leave them with that and then just stop talking. This is not going well.
So this voice, this inner voice, this inner critic, this dialogue, whatever we want to call it, right? The scarcity complex that lurks in all of us. What is it? Like, what is it? What is the, like, do we come into this world with this kind of innate sense of, oh, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy? Do we come into this world with doubt? Do we come into this world with that kind of thing? Well, this is what theologians and philosophers and psychologists have argued for centuries, is where did humanity go wrong? And so we're not really going to get into all the different theories, and you can read a ton of stuff on it. Some of the best work is a book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, which I highly recommend. But we want to talk about why that voice is there. So if you have this voice that's constantly telling you, about things that you need to be on guard against, on things that you might not be safe in, on other things where you just might fail at. What might be the purpose of having this voice in the first place? I mean, the purpose is that it really is designed to protect us. The fear mechanism in our brain that's triggered in the amygdala, that is a helpful response when we are literally in danger. If we're about to get hit by a bus, that's an awesome, awesome use of fear. But we also know that we tend to spend a lot of time worrying or having regret over the past or catastrophizing what might happen in the future. And so knowing that that's the place that we tend to kind of live from, the question then is, why is it there and what is its purpose?
Okay, hold on. So one of the reasons that I'm trying to remind you about the past is just because, you know, you don't want to get hurt again, right? So I'm just trying to ensure that history doesn't repeat itself, if you know what I mean. And regarding the future, like, I mean, there are so many things out there that could hurt you, and there's so many things that could go wrong, not the least of which is this podcast, which is like really, really sucks right now. So it's never too late to stop.
So knowing that this voice is there for a reason, knowing that this inner dialogue, this inner critic, this inner, whatever you want to call it, caretaker, knowing that it's there for a reason, we know that it is trying to protect something. And the question becomes, what is it trying to protect? So instead of us just trying to figure out, well, what is this voice? Where does it come from? Is it in our heads? Is it conditioning? Is it, in some ways, it really doesn't matter because we all know that we have this not helpful dialogue many times. And so the question is, why does it exist? Meaning, who or what is it trying to protect? And we're going to get into this in another podcast, but one of kind of the arcs of what I hope this podcast will evolve to is that as we begin to look more at scarcity and as we begin to look more at the things in our lives that we shrink back from because we're afraid, my genuine hope is that this becomes a conversation and ultimately a quest for a deeper adventure that I can't call you on, that you can't call me on, but that each of us are called to in our own unique way. And we'll be talking a lot about that. And we'll have a whole podcast just on what it means to say yes to your adventure. But I wanted to just kind of start this opening podcast by just examining and looking and realizing how much the scarcity exists all around. And that because scarcity exists all around, there's ultimately this something in us, this deeper, this truer, this whatever you want to call it, sense of self that wants to feel like it's okay, that wants to know that it's safe to be vulnerable, that it's safe to be authentic, that it's safe to be who you really are.
What do you mean who you really are? You think you're like, what, Mother Teresa here all of a sudden? Look, kid. I'm here to keep you safe. I'm here to protect you because I care about you, okay? So, like, whatever you need, I can find for you. I will find anything you need to make sure that you always feel like you're okay, okay?
So, as we continue to talk about this idea of scarcity, we also want to look at kind of the irony in a way, or the illusion, I guess, of scarcity. But it's this myth or this illusion that there is a limited supply of love, of abundance, of joy, even of money sometimes when there's a lot more resources than we often are aware of. And oftentimes what we'll do is we will live kind of in this scarcity mindset or this have this kind of scarcity complex around things that are really in great abundance, where there really is almost an infinite supply. But we'll look through the lens and we'll walk through the world of like, oh, there's just no love in the world, or I'm never going to find my soulmate, or I'm so lacking in opportunity around me to be an artist, or whatever it might be, right? There's all those different ways that that we tend to view scarcity in that way. And then ironically, the two things, or not just the two things, but two of the things that are actually truly in scarce supply is our time that we're here on this planet and our energy or our focus of where we put our attention. And those are two things that we know we actually have a limited supply of. That if we were to argue that if there really is anything that's truly scarce, it is the time that we're here on this planet, and it's how much energy we have each day and where we put our focus. But the reality is, those oftentimes tend to be the very two or three things that we live in complete denial on. We convince ourselves, I've got all the time in the world, or I'll just get to this tomorrow, and we procrastinate or we put off doing something that we know we'd really like to do. So we kind of want to look and examine about how scarcity is this really tricky lens, this really deceptive lens that all of us have that oftentimes will convince us that the things that are in greatest supply in the universe are actually limited or lacking. And then the very things that are truly in scarce supply, we actually have an abundance of, and we just can kind of like not worry about, when just the opposite is true. So one of the premises of this podcast is that the more we live in the mindset of death, the more that we live in this mindset of loss, of this idea that we aren't here forever, the more that it can actually propel us into our deeper purpose in life, or our truest purpose in life, where hopefully all of us could look back on our life with as few regrets as possible, of having not looked back on our life and said, wow, I didn't do blank because I was worried about what blank would think, or I was worried that I'd be a failure, so I just figured, why even try?
Exactly. Why even try? You just took the words right out of my mouth. If you put yourself out there, if you take courage, if you make yourself vulnerable, dude, that's just like a recipe for getting shot down. So you can quit. Yeah, just quit, and we'll call it a day. 12-minute podcast. Good job.
And so a lot of times our desire, or this voice's desire to kind of protect us from all of that other stuff, it actually keeps us from experiencing just the deeper and deeper and deeper and endless layers of all the really stuff that feels good too. And so that's what it's trying to keep us from, is it's designed to keep us from experiencing pain, from experiencing negative emotions. And the whole premise of this podcast and of what we want to create a container for is that all of it is welcome, all of it. So wherever you are today, whatever is going on in your life, whether you are at the peak of some great thing happening in your life, or whether you are just at one of your deepest places of sadness, of depression, of despair, all of that is welcome here. And all of it is part of the human experience. And where a lot of the shame comes in, and where a lot of the not so helpful processing comes in, is when we're told that, oh, you shouldn't experience these negative things. You should only be happy all the time.
Oh, you don't even want to know what's waiting around the corner. Disaster, catastrophe, danger everywhere. So, just try to be happy all the time. Just put on a smiley face, and you're really lousy.
And so scarcity is ultimately an illusion, and it is a delusion. It is a lens by which we see the world that literally alters our view of reality. Scarcity is literally a lens that alters our view of reality, because anything that we look through, right? Any lens that we look through to the outside world, or a lens by which we see ourselves, is ultimately going to affect the perception of how we receive back what we're looking at. And scarcity is a lens by which we tend to think about all of our past hurts, all the past ways that we were abandoned. And we then look at people through the lens of scarcity, or we see the world through this lens of scarcity, and we freak out because we think, wow, there's just no way I can ever do this, or there's no way I can ever have this because I'm not worthy of it. So the scarcity complex ultimately is trying to protect us, and it's trying to protect us from getting hurt, and it's trying to protect our truest self, which is our most open-hearted, which is our most vulnerable, which is our truest part of who we are, from getting hurt, because it's been hurt. If you have walked on this planet, you have been hurt. And so that protector voice, right? The scarcity complex comes in and says, well, you got your heart broken. I'm never, ever, ever going to let you get your heart broken again. And you know how I'm going to keep you from getting your heart broken again? By keeping your heart closed. Because as long as you keep your heart closed, you'll never, ever, ever get hurt again. And there's a trade-off to that, right? If you agree to that, never opening your heart again, well, you're also going to what? You're also going to cut yourself off from what? From love. And so it's a really kind of tricky thing that scarcity is here to kind of protect us from these, quote, unpleasant emotions, from places where we might get hurt. But in the process, it also keeps us from living with an open heart towards all of these other amazing things, of receiving abundance, of receiving love, of receiving joy. And there's wisdom in who you share the most vulnerable parts of yourself with. You don't have to share that with the whole world. But if you're not taking those steps, if you're choosing to remain in silence and isolated and all alone, then you're also not opening your heart to all of the beautiful things that are wanting and waiting to come in.
Okay, so beautiful things that are waiting to come in. Like, I don't mind having a little bit of fun and like, you know, there's a lot of really great things that are out there, whatever. But I don't know if there's really all these beautiful things to come in, you know? I think you're selling people like a false bill of goods and everything, because there's a lot of people out there listening to this right now who are down in the dumps, and I'm there with them in the dumps, reminding them that this is the safest place for them to be. So don't go peddling stuff, telling them that they don't have to stay there, okay?
So my hope is that on this podcast, we can have a lot of fun. And as we talk about something that might seem kind of serious, like scarcity and fear, that we can approach it from a place of curiosity and even from this place of play. That's why you're hearing the goofy voices. That's why you'll hear many more as I do my own practice of vulnerability and trying to lean into some of my fears. But we've talked about how scarcity tends to make us feel like we're alone. And again, that the only way that we can feel safe is if everything in our world matches up, or if everything in our world is, quote, under our control. And so we talked about, obviously, how that relates to, quote, negative emotions, which aren't truly negative. They're just the emotions that our culture tends to label as negative because they don't feel good and we don't always like to encounter them. But if we let them in, and if we let sometimes things into our lives that don't always make us feel comfortable, oftentimes those are the gateway to true growth. And one of the other areas where this applies is to ideology and to beliefs. This is a whole nother huge part of scarcity, that basically all of us kind of have our own belief systems, and some of that is based on our dogma, on our worldview. Some of it is informed by experience, but ultimately, we like to live in a box, and all of us have some sort of box that we like to live in. And that box is made up of a lot of different things. And we're going to do another podcast next week on this idea of life in a box. But I wanted to approach today's podcast of just kind of beginning to scratch the surface of what scarcity is and beginning to look at all the different ways that scarcity will manifest itself and does manifest itself. And so next week, we will be talking about what does it look like to live life in a box? How does the scarcity complex keep us locked in our own box?
So like, did somebody say box? I think that's my cue.
No, this wasn't your cue.
What do you mean it's not my cue? You told me like I was talking about the box.
No. What the heck are you doing?
Well, listen, like, one of the reasons, like, I'm good at talking about the box is because, like, I am, like, really smarter than most people out there.
Look, I told you, you're talking next week about your little box. I get the opening podcast.
They're definitely going to want to tune in next week because, like, I just have, like, so much to say and, like, my voice is so good.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to, like, steal my thunder here?
No.
Come on, scram.
You're, like, backburning me and I don't like it when you backburn me.
Get out of here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get to talk all next week about the box, and I promise you, I'm going to get to talk like a lot longer than you.
Look, this is my show. I've done my best. You get him next week.
I will definitely make sure that he doesn't talk so much next week.
Would you at least let me have like the last word?
Okay, go.
Okay, so you almost finished, this first podcast. But whatever you do, don't broadcast this. Just let it rest and let's just call it a day, okay?
Yeah, I know. Like, let's just call it a day.
I said go away.
Okay.
You're stepping on my lines.
I'm not stepping on your lines. I don't know what you mean.
You don't know when to shut up, do you?
Okay, I'll let you have your last little podcast.
Oh my gosh, you drive me crazy.
But I get to talk next week. And people are going to hear my voice, and they're going to really like my voice. And, I'm going to, talk about the most important thing in the world, which is the box, okay? So, you just need to, give me a little bit of space.
Okay. You got next week's podcast. Let it go.
Okay, so I'm just going to let them fight it out. And thank you so much for listening to the first ever Scarcity Complex podcast. I hope you had fun. I hope that in some form or fashion, this was encouraging to you. If this resonated for you, feel free to subscribe or leave a review online or share it with others. You are not your fear. You are not alone. There are millions and, dare I say, billions of other people just like you who are on the same journey. And so my hope is that this will be a fun, collaborative adventure as we embark on it together. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, let's just call it a day.
It's a scarcity.